Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, in Walt Disney's animated film, The Jungle Book, the good creatures of the forest are on a mission to bring back the little boy, the man cub, as they call him, to bring him back to the man village. And so one by one, all of Mowgli, the little boy's friends, Bagheera the panther and Baloo the bear and the others, one by one, they break the hard news to the boy. You are a human, and you must go live with other humans. But the little boy shakes his head. He runs away. No, no, no. I want to live in the jungle all my life. And in the midst of his difficulty and his frustration, little Mowgli sits down and leans against a gnarled old tree, when a tail descends from the branches and lifts him up high, high above the leaves, until he is face to face with Ka, the python. The forked tongue flickers. So nice to see you again, man cub. Sibilant laughter hisses out of the snake's mouth. Let me look at you. The snake's head begins a hypnotic sway. Its eyes flower into psychedelic colors. Go away, leave me alone. I know what you're trying to do. Ka lifts its head. You do? I mean, you don't trust me? Then there's nothing I can do to help you. I can see to it that you never leave the jungle. Mowgli's lips pucker into a pout. I don't trust anyone anymore. The sage serpent nods. I don't blame you. I'm not like all of those so-called fair weather friends. You can believe in me. His smooth voice slips into song. Trust in me, just in me. The whites of Mowgli's eyes shift into alternating patterns of teal, yellow, green, and red. The boy's head begins to droop at the python's song. Trust in me, just in me. Close your eyes and go to sleep. The beckoning tail of Ka motions Mowgli forward, and Mowgli stumbles forward like a zombie. He steps off of the branches and down, down he goes into the snake's coils. A sleepy smile graces his little hypnotized face, and the vicious reptile's mouth stretches wide over his dark little head. In our epistle reading this morning, St. Paul warns us about Ka, the python, our own snakes. You see, we modern Americans and St. Paul's original hearers, the Ephesians, we all walk through the same jungle life, carefree and happy. But then something goes wrong, some difficulty. Mowgli, you can't stay in the jungle. You can't have what you want. And we run away and lean our backs against a gnarled old tree. And before we know it, we're high in the branches, listening to a python soothe us with liquid sibilance. Trust in me, just in me. Close your eyes. St. Paul warns us about these hypnotic Gentile snakes, as he calls them. Now this I affirm and testify in the Lord, says the apostle, that you must no longer live lives as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to their hardness of heart. They have become callous and given themselves up to licentiousness, greedy to practice every kind of uncleanness, every kind of chaos. And these soporific serpents are what we would call vices, mesmerizing patterns of living that promise the world, I can make it so that you stay in the jungle. Promise the world, but end up trying to devour us. As we stare into their eyes, our own shift into alternating patterns of teal, yellow, green, and red. Our minds go blank under the hypnosis. We become, as St. Paul says, futile in mind, darkened, ignorant. We wander around with a sleepy smile, oblivious and callous to the danger there beside us and above us. Now, some of these spellbinding vices are obvious, and we're quick to point them out. Abuse of things like drugs and pornography and alcohol. But I think the truth is that we all have those moments. Those moments when we give into a vice's hypnotic sway to soothe away a problem in life. To deal with our frustration and our pain. My wife once worked at a company with another accountant who, every time something went wrong at work, which if you work, you know that's pretty much every day, right? Every time something went wrong at work, she would go onto Amazon and buy something. Click, click, click. And by the time she was let go, the debt collectors were calling. And she wasn't even opening the packages anymore. She was just buying. She didn't even bother to open them. She just needed that hit at that moment. The python's mouth was stretched wide above her head. St. Paul mentions several more of these snakes, these vices, these patterns of life that promise the world a quick fix, but end up stretching wide their mouths over us. Lying, anger, stealing, bitterness, rage, clamor. Each is a kind of call, a python that hypnotizes away our pain and then tries to swallow us up. Trust in me, just in me. Close your eyes and trust in me. And these vices, of course, are too much for us. Too much for us on our own. We end up deep in their coils like Mowgli. What pattern of sin whispers into your ear this morning? What hypnotizes you in your life right now? There are many possibilities. There are many things we struggle with. Patterns that promise us the world and yet are trying to devour us. What hissing python stretches wide its mouth above your head? My head. But neither the Jungle Book story nor our own stories end with us digested in Ka's belly. You see, it's just at this moment that a great cat comes along. In the Disney film, it is Shere Khan the tiger. He gives the python's tail a good ring. Ding dong. The annoyed serpent drops down out of the tree and answers, Shere Khan, what a surprise. Yes, isn't it though? I just dropped by and forgive me if I've interrupted anything. The tiger explains that he's looking for Mowgli, of course, without good intentions. The snake assures him that there is nothing going on and that the man cub is not with him. Mowgli lets out a snore at precisely this moment, and the snake to cover begins to snort. My sinuses. Shere Khan raises an eyebrow. I thought perhaps that you were singing to someone up in your coils just a moment ago. Cat's claws come out. The python shakes his head. Oh, no. My sinuses are so bad that I must sing myself to sleep. Let me show you how it's done. A trust in me. The tiger shakes his head. I can't be bothered with that. He slams the snake's head down onto the ground. I have no time for that sort of nonsense. Kaa's frightened shivers wake Mowgli from his hypnosis, who manages then, with a bit of effort, to push the snake's coils off the tree, which of course results in whoosh, bam, right? The snake smashed into a pile on the ground. In the movie, Shere Khan, of course, wants to kill the man cub. But in our own lives, there is another great cat who seeks our good. The lion of the tribe of Judah, Jesus, the Messiah. He comes searching for us. Jesus rings Kaa's tail. Ding dong. He slams our vices' heads to the ground. I have no time for that sort of nonsense. His terror sends shivers up Kaa's long body. And this morning we wake from our hypnosis. St. Paul writes, you did not so learn Christ, assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him as the truth is in Jesus. Put off your old nature, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and put on the new nature, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. And this morning, then, through sacrament and sermon, Jesus slams your favorite vice, my favorite vice, to the ground. He sends shivers up the coils of Kaa's body, my Kaa and your Kaa. You're trapped in a pattern of death. Wake up! Get out of the hypnotic life. Push those coils off the branch. Put on your new self. If you're trapped in the call of stealing, well, it's time to start giving to people. Do the opposite. If you're trapped in a pattern of lying, start telling the truth. Replace your bad habits with good habits, vices with virtues. And we're shaking our childish heads. Well, but the snake's coils are heavy, and we're kind of still half asleep. And the great cat smiles. Did I say it would be easy? Strive to enter by the narrow gate. And behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Sisters and brothers, Jesus wakes us up this morning so that we may begin to do the hard work of dealing with our vices, those patterns of life that we use to soothe ourselves, and begin to move us towards virtue. Jesus would not have us die in Kaa's belly. He would awake us to a new, resurrected, righteous life. So turn your eyes to him. Call out to him. Cry out to him in the words of our collect. Lord, we can't do anything without your help. Help! And he'll come and ring on the python's tail. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.